Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a Small Business Advocate, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the home problem solver. You see her on television. When have you been on television lately, Debbie?
Well, I'm going to be on Saturday morning.
HSN?
Yes, HSN.
On
Saturday morning and Tuesday.
Saturday morning and Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And and what's going to be on the table, the cake cutters?
No, in fact, my new cake cutters are coming in. They'll be on.
You have new ones?
I've got new ones.
A new improved cake cutter?
Well, not much I can do to improve it, but the handles are new, so it's a new addition.
Well, obviously, I have to have one of these.
Yeah, of course you do.
For my collection.
And you will. you wore yours out. You got.
I know. I keep sharpening.
In 10 years, you wore it out.
I keep sharpening it, and it's worn out. So. All right, folks. Debbie, as you know, is one of the great entrepreneurs of our time, an inventor, and one of the smart people, one of the really smart people in our brain trust. Debbie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about is your political opinion? Could it be a disruption? Could it hurt your business? What did your dad say? Remind us what your dad said.
An opinion is bad for business.
Having an opinion is bad for business. I love what some politician one time that someone the press tried to pin him down or something. He says, "Well, I have friends who believe this side of the debate, and I have friends who believe this side of the debate, and I found that it's always best for me to agree with my friends."
So that's kind of what
you have to do when you're in sales, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, I mean, in the way I run my business and I'm on television and I'm reaching through a television to millions of people who I don't know, but who have trust in me and my products, and I feel like what I think on other terms is it's just not conducive to having them listen to the real situation, which is what I want to tell them. I want to tell them about my products. Mm-hmm. I want them to learn about how to use my products. And what is the point of actually alienating potentially 50% of your customer base at least? What is the good to anyone of doing that? In fact, I just read on the internet there was a posting that I read where a customer heard a host on another network make a somewhat veiled political comment, but it was something like, you know, oh, in these terrible times we're in right now. It was a little nebulous, but customer has now decided she does not like that host and won't buy anything this host is selling. There is a very pointed thing.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about the intellectual honesty and about the tolerance that we used to have. There was a time when people could know, even if they knew you were a Democrat, even if they knew you were a Republican, they saw you at the convention or something, But they wouldn't hold it against you to do business with you.
Yeah, exactly.
But now the tolerance is gone. You said 50%. That's exactly right. The tolerance is gone. The intellectual honesty is gone. You know, in my work here, my show is not a political show.
No,
but public policy impacts small business immensely.
Exactly.
Regulations, taxes, things like that. There are tariffs. Trade, the Fed, all these things, the Department of Labor, all these things affect small businesses. So I have to report on them. But early on, I said, how will I do this? Because I have an opinion about things. How do I report on these things so that I can rope in all of my small business audience? And I decided that I would only talk about the policies.
And so consequently,
I raked George Bush over the coals when he put a tariff on steel. He helped 100,000 steel workers, but he hurt 4 million people who work with steel.
Uh-huh.
Trump's about to do the same thing. I've been excoriating him for the same thing. When Obama signed the health care bill, I knew it was going to be a nightmare for small business. It turned out to be. So I never let up on the Obamacare, but I never said anything about the president.
And that's where the line has been crossed. And people pick up on those lines, and they repeat them. And people repeat them, like I was telling you the story about, you know, a worker came to my home to do some work. And the day after the election, he showed up late. And I asked him, why are you so late? And he said, oh, my head was exploding. I don't know how the world's going to last another 24 hours.
He assumed you would be the same way,
yeah.
Didn't he?
And why would he assume anybody he comes in contact the next, you know, anywhere would agree with him without ever, and they never inquire what your opinion is first. They always come out with their opinion first. So anyway, the point was that, you know, he is expressing opinions. He works for a company that I have a contract with. Is he expressing the opinion of the company? Or him personally. If he's expressing it personally, why is he doing it on company time and to one of the company's customers without knowing which way that customer... Well, he shouldn't have done it anyway. But the point is, he had no problem just coming out and expressing himself in a very...
Even though he's an employee of a company that's doing business with you, the customer.
So what do I look at? I always look at employees as the company.
Right.
I don't... You know,
that's
you're
right.
Representing the company.
That's right.
And this... Is this how you want your company represented?
Tell the audience again what he should have taken from your father. Tell him again.
No opinion is good for business.
Having an opinion
doesn't mean you don't have. And you don't
having an opinion and telling your customers what your opinion is not good for business.
And it doesn't mean you don't have an opinion.
That's
it just means you don't have to voice it every time you open your mouth.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.